opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Would it be any different if LeBron, let's say he signed with the Rockets, if they brought in LeBron, wouldn't that be the exact same thing that the Warriors did with Kevin Durant?
Yeah. So?
You're okay with it now?
Yeah, I was okay with it then.
Yeah, I think LeBron and Durant are a little bit different. I don't think Durant was ever going to be on a team that was going to win a title unless he went to a team like Golden State or he went to play with LeBron.
That's the thing about LeBron. Wherever he goes, every fan base except for one is going to be salty about it.
People talk about, I don't want the World Cup here because it's going to create all these problems. The World Cup's not going to be a bigger event if it comes here than the Super Bowl, because you're only going to have a couple of teams come in. I mean, it's not going to be that huge of a deal.
I don't know. If it was one of like the final four games or something like that, maybe it'd be pretty big.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be that.
If it were like a opening round qualifier, like the stuff that's going on today.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And we are out here for one more hour at Nick's Place, which is the most awesome sports bar in Houston, as voted on by me.
Very good time out here.
Yeah, and great place. And if you're just getting in your car, you're just getting off work, come on by. And if you're looking for a place for your soccer this weekend, they'll be opening at 7 a.m. the next 2 days. So you can come out here and get your drink on, get your soccer on, hang out. They'll be showing all the games. You can watch the U.S. Open. They'll have Astros on tonight. Any sport, they've got it. During hockey season, it's also a great place to watch hockey. So, but it's no longer hockey season.
No.
The last game ended last night when the Toronto Marlies won Game 7 against the Texas Stars.
Oh, they finished them off, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Damn
they
it.
Did. So,
poor Texas Stars.
Yeah, well, they tried. All right, I know you hit some Florida stuff pretty good, but we haven't done the gym of the day yet.
Okay.
And I have a Florida story for the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Okay, no fewer than at least 8 listeners sent this to me. So,
my favorite is when a listener sends us and says, gym of the day, question mark, and it's the gym of the day from yesterday.
Yeah, that happens a lot. In fact, I feel bad when I have to say, yeah, we did that yesterday. And then, But, no, we haven't done this one yet. We go to Hawthorne, Florida, where 49-year-old Douglas Kelly kind of thought that maybe the drugs he had bought weren't real. Said he kind of had a bad reaction. He smoked what he thought to be meth, of course, Florida, and thought maybe he'd been sold something else. So, in that case, it makes perfect sense, right, to call the sheriff's office and ask him to test it for you, which is exactly what he did. Turns out, it was indeed meth. So he went to the police station, gave it to him, they tested it, and he was arrested and charged with possession and booked in the Putnam County Jail.
Yeah, usually not a good, like...
Police, can you tell me if the...
I guess it's one thing to go back to your drug dealer and say, hey, man, I don't know what this junk is you gave me, but normally you don't go back and call the police
right
about your drug. Now, here's a question. If I say, man, this cocaine is horrible, I'm going to call the cops, and the cops come and I'm there with like a bag of powdered sugar.
Right.
Can they take me to jail for having a bag of powdered sugar?
No, I don't think so.
So did they test? Did they actually test his drugs?
They tested his drugs, and that was indeed meth.
Oh, so he didn't know what he.
Yeah. See, what he thought was.
That's the problem. You got to know what your drugs are supposed to feel like before you start calling the cops saying you got bad drugs.
Right. Right. Because, well, for one thing, calling the cops and telling them you got drugs to begin with. Yeah. If you get there and it's not meth, and say it's I don't know what the equivalent of fake meth would be, but let's just say it's
bath salts.
Bath salts. Yeah, something that's legal.
Lavender-flavored bath salts.
Interesting.
Lavender-scented.
Hmm.
But you shouldn't eat bath salts.
No, no, no. We know how that turns out. People's faces get eaten off. But, yeah, so he's in jail now. But hey, the positive is it was really meth.
All right.
So he got what he paid for. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day, it's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, so we've hit a lot of Florida and meth here over the last
yes, we have.
Couple segments, which, you know, those things do go together pretty much. So do you want to stay on the non-sports train, or you want to get sportsy?
Well, this is like how about sports guys who are involved in non-sports activities.
I don't mind that.
You want to get into some we talked yesterday about Kellen Winslow.
Yes. Yeah, I do want to get into that, but let's start that next segment because we're almost to the end of this segment.
Okay.
Because I'd like to have – that one needs a little room to breathe, maybe. You know, we need to run with it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Just apparently my daughter is going to the Jimmy Kimmel Ted Cruz basketball game.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I may have to have her
give us a report.
Yeah, full report.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Carbach and some of the new stuff they've got going on. OG Hop Delusion returns in July. It's going to be loaded with Mosaic and Simcoe hops. This is the Imperial IPA that put Carbach on the map for hopheads. Great beer. The fashionably late hazy IPA is coming out in October. That's what's ahead, but they've got a bunch of great summer beers out now. Staycation, Tasty Waves, which is like a summer ale that's got a touch of sea salt with it and passion fruit. It's a really good beer. Love Street, of course, but especially good in the summer months. Really easy drinking. And Weekday Warrior Session IPA available now. But the restaurant, they came out yesterday and fed us, and, man, that restaurant has it going on. A bunch of new menu items, a Hatch chili mac and cheese, smoked chicken salad, barbecue brisket sandwich, and a beer can chicken. And, of course, they've got their Father's Day menu coming up. If you take your father out to Carbach on Sunday, you can get scallops, prime rib, filet surf and turf, pork chop, or red snapper. It's all on the menu. And, again, this is what we tasted yesterday. It's all fantastic. So make sure when you're thinking about where to take your dad on Sunday, Carbach crosses into your mind. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Downloaded today by searching ESPN Houston in your app. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's place, which is the best sports bar anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. Damn. Anywhere on the planet. I've been to sports bars all over the United States. I mean, I don't care about sports bars. No offense to Australia or New Zealand.
Right.
Or
this is better than the 30-30 club.
Mozambique. Though. You know, I'm not really privy to them. But yeah, best sports bar anywhere.
Okay.
So let's get to your story.
Well, it's not my story.
It's your story.
It's the story of Kellen Winslow.
No, you've been following this story closely.
I have been.
You're very interested in it?
I am.
Okay.
Well, Kellen Winslow Jr., we discussed yesterday in a little bit of what we'd call hot water. He was accused of rape and kidnapping, a bunch of horrible things, forced sodomy, etc.
Yeah, those are on the bad scale.
That's bad.
Yeah, little short of murder, basically.
We didn't get a lot of details on it yesterday. Today, the details are coming out.
Uh-oh.
So, Kellen Winslow Jr., I mean, this former NFL tight end, former University of Miami football star, he allegedly raped at least two women in their 50s and tried to rape at least two more women, including an 86-year-old woman. He was arrested Thursday for multiple felonies, including forcible rape and forcible sodomy. He allegedly kidnapped and raped a 54-year-old woman in March, kidnapped and sodomized a 59-year-old woman in May, and then earlier this month, allegedly committed burglary with the intent to rape a 71-year-old woman and an 86-year-old woman. Winslow is due in court later on today, which he may be in there now, and faces life in prison if convicted on all counts. I mean, this is a bad dude. I mean, you know, allegedly. We'll give him some time to see if this is true, but if the allegation, if one out of those four allegations is true, it's a pretty bad guy.
Yeah, if any of those are true.
Yeah.
God.
My favorite part of this story is the headline is that Kellen Winslow targeted elderly women. And then the first thing that says is they were in their 50s.
Yeah, that's – no, I think if you're going to use that headline, you need to focus on the 80-year-old and the 70-year-old because 50 is not elderly.
Well,
it could be 65. You
according have, to the headlines.
Well, and that's why it's fake news, hashtag
all
fake
right,
news.
All right, President.
Yeah, sad. Sad. Oh, God. I mean, I can't imagine – I mean, how bad of a human being do you have to be?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
That's, like, on my scale of shames, that's probably top three. You got murder, you got child molester, and now you got hip breaker.
Hey, did you I know that you were not happy that Gronk's horse did so well, right?
Yeah, that screwed me because, frankly, even though I didn't really like Justify – the Hoffman horse, if had he run second, I was going to come out of there doing okay.
Yeah.
And if Gronk had just done what he was supposed to do and been third or fourth, I'd have been happy. Unfortunately, he hosed me.
Do you want to guess how much Gronk bet on?
The real Gronk?
Yeah.
Yeah, he bet $69. Yep. Made like $900 if I'm not mistaken.
$950.
Yeah. Well, it said he bet $69 to place. I'm guessing he bet $69 to win and place.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, they showed him on the telecast, and he was already lit, and it was an
hour
before the race.
Of course.
And the woman interviewing him is like acting surprised because he's got this giant like Yeti-looking thing that he's drinking out of. She goes, oh, what's in there?
Well,
all kinds of stuff.
Gronkowski went off at 22-1.
Yeah.
But when the Belmont Field was announced, Gronkowski was the longest odds on the board.
Yeah, he's 69-1.
At 69-1.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. They
it's
bet,
almost like Gronk picked his own odds.
Well, and they bet him because of the name, and then he wound up running a terrific race. And, I mean, he screwed me over big time. So, yeah, I'm so – right now, I can't win. I'm just in one of those bad modes where it doesn't matter what I do, except for betting soccer. That's the only way I can win now.
Yeah.
And I'm not betting anymore on the World Cup, I don't think, because I just...
Because you're up.
I just made a
get
profit.
Get out of there.
Yeah. Did you see this story that... Netflix?
No.
Netflix bans employees from looking at each other for more than 5 seconds.
That's actually a good idea at our office.
Yeah, well, I don't... There's nobody there I really want to look at, so it doesn't happen. You don't have to. But
there's always people staring at me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like who?
I don't want to name names.
Oh, okay. But apparently this is part of their new anti...
Nick Serrara.
You know, his eyes do light up.
Charlie
when
Palillo.
In the room. When do you ever see Charlie?
John Granato.
Well, yeah, but that's Granato. He looks at everybody like that.
John Granato's daughter. Oh, she doesn't work there?
No, that doesn't count. But apparently this is part of their new anti-harassment rules. It also bans the company's film crews from asking their colleagues for their phone numbers. So they're pretty serious about, hey, there's not going to be any action going on between you guys if you're working here. Which I'm fine with at our place, believe me.
Yeah.
But that seems a bit excessive, don't you think?
What should the number be, 10 seconds?
Well, now that I think of it, we do have some creepy people there who probably do look at people for more than five seconds.
Exactly, that's the problem.
I guess this rule isn't for us. This rule is for the creepy people in our office. Yeah, I they may be onto something here.
A couple weirdos ruin it for the whole bunch.
Yeah, it's you know, all it takes is one, right?
That's it.
Interesting. You see your boy says he's coming for you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't tweet you. You must have blocked him.
No, I didn't block anybody.
Yeah. But that's a...
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
Well, here it comes.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I have no idea what you're talking about even, Fred.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. No idea.
No idea.
713-780-ESPN. Peyton Girl, Texas asks, what are the odds CTE will be Kellen Winslow Jr.'s defense?
I don't think that's going to work. It didn't work for Aaron Hernandez.
No. Aaron Hernandez actually was lopping heads off and stuff. So,
by the way, did you hear that Kellen Winslow Jr., like where he went to go try to kidnap and rape those two old ladies? It was at like a trailer park, like a mobile home park.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's not looking for like upscale, you know.
What
ladies.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Oh, no, that's not good.
Trailer park napping.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, he's not a good guy. He's on he's on the naughty list.
Well, I want to know what is a Netflix cameraman going to do? Film in 5-second intervals?
He's contracted work.
Well, but he can't ask for the phone numbers.
That's true.
It's like, yeah, I really enjoyed that sex scene you did. I'd really like to buy you a dinner and, you know, maybe see if we could play that. Nope, can't have my number.
Nope. Sorry.
Not if you're going to continue to work for Netflix. Yeah, I don't. Every time people do stuff like this now, I 5 years ago we'd have laughed at them, but there's so much crap going on now, and that stuff's coming out. I don't know that I blame anybody for setting rules like that.
Yeah,
you got to protect your company, man. Look at some of these lawsuits; they don't just sue the person doing it; they sue your company. Can't have that. So, yeah, and Ray, I'm not reading your tweet. That's shame on you, sir. Goodness gracious. Speaking of suing, I don't know if you saw this. It wound up not being a lawsuit, but Jean-Claude Van Damme served a cease and desist order on Craft House Brewery from his attorney because they had an annual release named Jean-Claude.
What?
And so his attorney in Belgium sent the brewery a cease and desist letter for naming a beer Jean-Claude.
Is that Craft House in Vegas?
Nevada, yeah.
Huh.
And basically the beer is originally named Jean-Claude was done so in honor of their traveling van named Jean-Claude Damn Van. The brewers spent a year traveling the U.S. and visiting breweries along the way. The van was notorious for breaking down, hence the use of damn as an expletive. The brewery became a resting place for the beer traveling van and took on a personality of its own. It's got a cult-like following. And Jean-Claude Van Damme says no. First off, I think it'd be... I guess he wants money for it.
Right. Almost certainly.
Yeah. That's kind of pathetic, man.
Yes.
It really is.
And it's not like if they called the beer Jean-Claude Van Damme, it's a different story.
Yeah.
But I don't know about just Jean-Claude. I don't know if that's enough.
Yeah, but they basically made him stop.
So he won?
Yeah.
Oh, that's trash.
He said...
Or they probably just realized that Jean-Claude Van Damme has Bloodsport money, and their brewery doesn't want to go up against him in a court of law.
They complied to all the demands put forth by his attorney, including removing the logo from social media. The beer now has a new name, Not That Jean-Claude. I like that.
Okay.
I think that's pretty well done.
Yeah.
Not That Jean-Claude. Man, I'd be kind of honored, frankly.
I like how, like, just Jean-Claude. Like, what is, if someone named a beer Fred, you could just be like.
Yeah, well, there's a water named Fred. I'm not going to sue him. I'm honored. Thank you, water, for naming yourself Fred.
Very odd.
Yeah.
You know what's not odd?
Harley Davidson.
Republic Harley Davidson. Listen, it might sound odd because it's not, Republic Harley Davidson is not the closest dealership to my house. I pass up probably four on my way to get there. But it's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealer in Houston. So you know the job's going to be done right. If you're looking to go to ROT Rally, but you don't like the bike that you got, well, right now, buy a new 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. You get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley-Davidson. They are top of the line and when it comes to the staff. They're well above the district and national averages in customer satisfaction ratings. And they're knowledgeable. They're friendly. They're going to get you on the bike of your dreams. Come celebrate Father's Day early this Saturday the 16th from 9 to 11 at Republic Harley-Davidson. Free breakfast while your dad browses the bikes, browses the merchandise. And then Bike Night coming up on June 21st, 6 p.m., live music by the midnight release, free food, drinks, and door prizes. And don't forget to register for that free Harley-Davidson that they're giving away in October. But you can only register at Bike Nights. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's place for another 26 minutes. If you want to come by, we'll be here until 7 o'clock. And, people laughing at your name. That's kind of funny to me.
Yeah. ESPN Houston put out the video of us talking to that caller yesterday. And a dude said, Arthur, like laughing at my name. The dude's name is Renee.
Are you sure it's a dude?
I had to check to make sure it wasn't my Aunt Renee, but it's not. It's a dude named Renee. And he's laughing at my name, like publicly shaming me for my name.
So I never make fun of anyone's names. I mean, most people name their dogs Fred. I mean, it's a terrible first name. But really? That you think that's funny? Renee?
Yeah.
Okay.
The most famous king of all time named after me.
That's why I don't read any of the comments on Facebook. They're pointless. They're like the people who comment on news stories. There's almost never anything that you want to see, so I just don't bother with it.
Yeah. How dare you, sir? The most famous king of all time was named after me. Dudley Moore had a movie named after me. And then I think later on it was, what's that guy's name?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, yeah.
That was a terrible version of
that
movie.
He had a movie named after me. How dare you?
Dudley Moore had 2 of them, I believe.
Was there an Arthur too?
There was an Arthur too on the rocks.
I never knew about that
there
one.
There you go. See?
I'm not collecting royalties for that. What the hell?
Well, you probably need to hire Jean-Claude Van Damme's lawyer.
Yeah. Huh. Sorry you don't like my name, Renee.
Yeah. Probably French.
Maybe so.
You know how they are.
Is Correa a French name?
No.
No?
No.
Correa.
Remember we talked about Weezer doing the Africa cover?
Yes, you hate it.
No, I actually liked it. Guess what? There was an online campaign to get him to do it, if you're not familiar with the story. And so they trolled everybody by covering Rosanna.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple days later, they came out with they actually did Africa to make the Twitter campaign happy. Well, turns out that it's their first top 100 hit since 2009.
There you go.
It's now number 89 on the Billboard chart. So, congratulations. And now Toto co-founder Steve Lukather has liked it and said Toto's going to return the favor and cover a Weezer song.
All right.
Not that I really want to hear Toto do anything.
You love them now.
No, I just like Weezer's version of it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, number 89. Congratulations. See, sometimes when people tell you to do stuff,
you do it.
Yeah. 832 says, boys, my last name is Boozer. I don't make fun of anybody. That was Carlos Boozer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty good. So, Arthur is a legit name. Can't help the fact that you're 10 times more civilized than everyone else.
That's right.
Hot chicks love art.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And now Renee said, okay, Arthur, calm down on attacking randoms on the internet. I'm sorry your aunt has a man's name.
No, you have an aunt's name.
You remember when Renee Zellweger won the the Best Supporting Actor Oscar? Oh, no? No?
Oh, he was good, though.
He was great.
A little chunky.
Bridget Jones, was Bridget no, a dude's name? No.
No, it's
Brian Jones
it was,
Diary.
It was Bob Jones Diary.
Bobby Jones
yeah.
Diary.
Yeah.
It's a movie about golf. I like that laugh. Kind of honked that one. That was good.
Well, yeah, whatever, people. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Do you want sports or you want non-sports? I got a bunch of everything here.
Crown This Empire says, it's King Richard that's famous, sir. You're telling me King Richard is more famous than King Arthur? That's impossible.
No. All right. How many King Richard movies have been made?
Wasn't King Richard the king in Robin Hood?
No. Yeah, I guess he was. And he wasn't even there, right?
Yeah.
In the Kevin Costner when he showed up at the very end and it was Sean Connery.
Yeah. Did King Richard pull the sword from the stone? I don't think so.
Did King Richard's wife sleep with Lancelot?
No.
Okay.
Did King Richard have a round table like I've got in front of me?
Of course not.
No.
Did King Richard have an affair with Sir Galahad?
I don't think so.
Okay.
How dare you?
Did Charlie Hunnam play King Richard?
No! How dare you pretend that any king is more famous than King Arthur?
I'm trying to think of one.
There's not one.
King Henry?
I
the Eighth?
He's like close, but oh, who's named after him?
And he had like 72 wives.
Yeah.
I
got one. One king more famous than Arthur. Kong.
Yeah, okay.
King Kong, probably the most famous king. But Arthur's got to be second.
Yeah, I have a hard time finding anybody more famous than King Kong.
Yeah.
So it's got to be King Kong, King Arthur.
It's a big name.
Then probably King Henry, and then maybe Richard.
Yeah.
So.
And if King Richard was smart, he would have gone by King Dick from day one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He should have had that tattooed across his chest, King
Dick.
Oh, man,
that's a good name for a rock band.
Yeah.
I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, now on the stage, King Dick. That'd also be a good porno name.
Jong's probably furiously hitting the dump button.
No, that's quite okay. It's a guy's name, right? You can say that. I think. Silence from that end. That's never a good sign. Oh, man. Okay, thank you, Jong. I'm not going to keep saying it. But
of course
it's
not.
Yeah.
All right, guys. If you're not happy in the job that you got, maybe you're not making enough money, maybe you're stuck at home with your parents, you're ready to get out of there, My Computer Career can help you get out. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. That's what they do, is they start people in an IT career. That's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online two or three times a week, and that's all you're going to need to start your new career. More than just a school, they help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
My grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling.
Guys, did you know that low testosterone can affect fertility? Sometimes our testosterone counts are low and we don't even know it. And you may go out and get those synthetic injections, but the bad news on that is, well, first of all, you got to come in every week to get an injection, and then you're going to feel good for a couple days, and then you're going to crash. And synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage, guys. ManCenters is helping you, your body reproduce its own natural testosterone, doing it the safe way. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball. And there's no excuse to go in now, guys. They're rolling out the red carpet for everybody in 2018. Free general male wellness checkup when you tell them you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's ManCenters, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment. Just want to remind you one more time, if you're playing the Fred Says SportsMap drinking game, take a shot now. Check out SportsMap.com this weekend. Lots of good stuff. We'll have daily World Cup recaps and a really cool story on a tour you can take in downtown and around the Heights that takes you over to Edo. That's a walking tour where you get to see all this stuff and you get beer. So
all right,
check that out. A couple of late King bids here. I'm not mentioning King David from the Bible. Israel's state flag is King David's star. He was a big one.
But there were like 50 kings in the Bible.
And then somebody mentioned King James because he has a Bible named after him. I would say, you know what? None of those guys had Excalibur.
True.
Or Merlin.
True.
Yeah, you know, Merlin once awakened the dragon so that Uther could lay with the grain and beget a king. I don't know if those guys did that.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Go watch the movie Excalibur. It'll tell you all about that. All right, let's... I know it's a very obscure movie reference, but if you've seen it, it's a really good version of the Arthur legend, pretty much. He bangs Morgana because she uses the same trick on him.
All right.
Yeah. Kind of giving away the plot, but I think you've
ruined the movie for
me. If you don't know the King Arthur plot by now, okay. It's not really a spoiler alert. All right, let's end things the way we do every Friday with stupid stuff we said this week.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Apparently Barry today said AJ's fatter than Fred because he did that barbecue tour. That was a year ago.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
We got to get past that. Moobs. We got to get past that. You know what's sad right now is Barry left a couple minutes ago and his arm flab is still in the room. Like he walked out the room, shut the door, and his arm is still dragging
behind.
Well,
no, you saw what happened.
Like
he got pinched in the door when he closed it, and he was walking down the hall, and it was like Elastic Man.
Yeah, it's like a really long tail, but it's just his arm flap.
We're going to put an end to discussing other people and other shows, and we're going to put an end right now to sports. I've had enough of it. The rest of the show is going to be non-sports.
One hour and 10 minutes
No sports.
Well, we got the Jew.
No talking about. Did you say the Jew?
The gem of the day is what I was trying.
Like,
to
who's
say.
Here? Yeah, that's well, Beth. I see Beth in there, yeah, but Beth it's like, counts, geez, I guess like
Beth counts.
Is that
the
what
Jew
we call her now? Like,
I guess so. I don't know if I'm up for a T-Bone Willie call today.
I'll leave it to you.
Go
Fred.
For it. I mean, the show's already where it is. So,
hey, man, I'm not mad at you. I'm going to give you some tickets. Come see my semi-pro T-ball team.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it is. That was a fail. Apparently, what happened was when it was far less developed, a resident took it upon himself to recreationally farm the animals. Then he moved out of the area, but the birds remained. Humans are sharing the neighborhood with them. The birds began disrupting aspects of daily life.
How much does a full-grown peacock weigh?
That's a good question.
If it's an Indian peafowl, 13 pounds. Let's just say that's the biggest.
I found a 210-pound peacock.
What?
Yeah, his name is Brad.
I just want this show to be over. White Magic, you're on the Blitz. What's up, sports?
Look, Arthur, I actually know you. I've met you a couple times.
Why didn't you smack me up like you're telling people you want to do? Because you're a phony, scared you bitch. You're a fake, hard dude. You're a fraud and a weak bitch.
You'll be at Nick's place tomorrow?
I'll be at Nick's place tomorrow. I won't beat your ass at work, but 7:05?
How you guys feel now?
Gayer.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got some water during the break.
Tap water, though. Ooh, look at that male frog over there.
Oh, my.
Was he like...
What's that feeling I feel? I'm feeling I'm attracted
wanna sing,
to you.
No, I want
to
sing Barbara Streisand.
Stop turning the frog like a gay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said
this week.
I can't believe anyone listens to this show, to be honest. I mean, this is, we're like children, I must say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And calling callers little bitches and imitating Alex Jones and gay frogs.
That wasn't imitating anybody. Alex Jones came on the show. Alex Jones, Infowars.org.
Ugh.
I don't like them. Yeah, I don't know why people. Water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
I don't like it either, Mr. Jones.
Ugh. Chemicals in the tap water.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Quite the week.
Except in Flint, Michigan, where there's no water. There's no gays in Flint, Michigan.
Or gay frogs, for that matter.
Right.
The,
the gay bomb is, like... Flint, Michigan is a refuge from the gay bomb that Alex Jones believes this was.
Do you understand
upon.
That?
Yes, Jones. I get it.
The hell is he hitting?
Calm
there?
Down.
The desk. Jeez. His desk.
Oh, he was punching his desk.
He's like a.
That sounds like something you would do to a frog. Actually.
He's like a.
You were weird.
John,
do
Fred doesn't remember
that?
This reference. John, do you remember? Do you remember Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yes.
When you fought King Hippo, and he would hit his stomach, and every time he hit his stomach, he'd go, arp, arp, arp. Like, that was like the noise he made. That's what Alex Jones sounded like. Arp, arp, arp. Good old Alex Jones.
Yeah, well. That peacock thing apparently is a real deal. My friend Matt was sending me texts of him in his neighborhood. Dude. He said there's like 20 of them in his neighborhood.
Does he have a dog?
Yeah, he was taking his dog out for a walk.
Eliminate him.
I kind of want to see the dog versus peacock fight now.
Yeah.
I want to see, because the part that we didn't talk, that wasn't on there, was we were trying to guesstimate how many peacocks our respective dogs could take out. And I think...
You said one.
No, I said she could
maybe
handle...
Maybe one.
I would set it at 2.5. She could handle 2.
Okay.
She could handle 2. 3 would be iffy.
Okay.
Because she's old.
I'm going at 4.
Yeah.
If it's all at the same time, I think my dog could kill 4 of them.
Okay.
5, I mean, that's...
So, Matt, I know you're listening.
You're getting into gang territory
I need
there.
You, when you walk your dog, to pick a fight with a peacock and see how many peacocks your dog can handle.
For science.
Yeah, this is for show research and science.
And then we're going to do a show where we talk about the peacocks that are sent to kill our dogs.
And they're gay.
You believe me yet?
Oh,
dogs are gay. Like, how often... I've been taking my dog to the dog park, and you always see dogs humping other dude dogs. Like, they mount up and try to hump other dude dogs. I don't get that.
It's the water.
I guess so.
It's the tap water.
The bomb has exploded here.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I guess we're not going to have a fight tonight. Oh, well. I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Great job, John Lee. Great job, Voldemort. Great job, AJ. Great job, everybody who came out to Nick's Place during the show and throughout the show. And, you know, even a few of you came before the show. Want to thank Nick for having us out here. Come watch your soccer this weekend, 7 a.m. They will be open. So you can get your soccer on, get your freak on, whatever you want to do. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.